Good morning, Lorna.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, welcome back to our show. And today we're focusing on the things that are often overlooked in women's health, and that is our musculoskeletal syndrome on menopause. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Absolutely, Rosemary. Today I'm going to be talking about this newly recognised term that describes widespread joint pain, muscle weakness and bone changes that many women can experience during menopause, and yet it's very rarely discussed or properly addressed. And what's really concerning to me is that they've actually found that over 70% of women transitioning through menopause experience these musculoskeletal symptoms, and 25% of them can become disabled by them. And despite this, many women are simply told it's just aging when they seek help.
That's quite surprising, Lorna, and really quite scary. What exactly does this syndrome involve?
Well, the musculoskeletal syndrome of menopause includes several key changes, Rosemary. Women often experience sudden joint pain and stiffness, particularly in the morning. They might notice new issues like frozen shoulder, plantar fasciitis, carpal tunnel syndrome, just seemingly appearing out of nowhere. There's also significant muscle loss. So women lose about 0.6% of their muscle mass per year after menopause, which affects their strength and balance. And many women also experience reduced grip strength, which is often one of the first noticeable signs. And they will also find they don't recover from exercise or injuries as quickly as they used to. And the challenge here is that when women get x-rays or scans, oftentimes nothing shows up, so their symptoms get dismissed. But the impact of declining estrogen on tissue quality and pain sensitivity is very real to those women.
And why does menopause cause such a significant impact on our muscles and joints?
Well, what many people aren't aware of is that estrogen isn't just a reproductive hormone. It acts like a master regulator throughout our musculoskeletal system and, in fact, throughout our body. It helps regulate inflammation, helps maintain bone density, supports muscle repair, and even modulates how we experience pain. So when these levels drop during menopause, we see five key changes, which is increased inflammation, which leads to that joint pain, accelerated bone loss, which can lead to osteoporosis, faster muscle breakdown, which makes us weak, and reduced ability for muscles to repair themselves, in addition to increased cartilage damage that can lead to arthritis. Great stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, that's a pretty comprehensive impact. What can our listeners do to support their musculoskeletal health during menopause and, Lorna, after menopause?
Absolutely. So yes, the good news, we've had all the bad news, mm-hmm. is that we can't stop menopause, but we absolutely can influence the way our bodies respond to these changes. So the key strategies, and I've said this time and time again in our interviews, is first and most importantly, strength training. So it's not about becoming a bodybuilder or grunting like a gorilla. Mm. It's about maintaining your independence and quality of life. If you want to be able to get out of your chair when you're 80, you need to practice movements that will help keep those muscles strong. So aiming for 2 to 3 sessions per week with progressive resistance. Then secondly, don't forget your daily movement and mobility work. So even just 10 to 15 minutes of stretching or gentle movement can help keep joints fluid and reduce stiffness. Thirdly, nutrition obviously plays a massive role. Focusing on adequate protein, so a lot of us don't eat enough protein, about 1.2 grams per kilogram of body weight daily, along with anti-inflammatory foods like fatty fish, leafy greens, and colourful veggies. And then finally, prioritising recovery. So good sleep and stress management, which we've spoken about both of those before, become even more critical during menopause, as poor recovery actually puts fire on inflammation and muscle breakdown. Mm. So we're wanting to really address that side of things as well. Otherwise, it's just a double whammy.
Those sound like very practical tips. Is there any final advice for women experiencing these syndromes?
Yes, I really want women to know that these symptoms are real. They're not just in your head or simply aging. If your doctor or your health professional dismisses your joint pain or muscle weakness, be your own advocate. Ask specifically if it could be related to estrogen loss and menopause. And don't wait until the symptoms are severe to take action. The earlier you start building your muscle, protecting your joints and supporting your bones, the better you'll navigate this transition and the better you'll age. So remember, menopause isn't just an ending. It's a stage in life. It can be the beginning of a strong, vital second half of your life when you have the right support and strategies.
Lorna, thanks so much for shedding light on this important topic, and I'm sure that many of our listeners will find the information incredibly valuable.
Thank you, Rosemary. It's always a pleasure to share information that can help women understand and navigate their health journey.
Now, we've been listening to Lorna Golombek from Seed Physiotherapy on 101.5 FM, keeping our community informed and connected. And if you'd like to listen to this again, pop onto the 101.5 website and search podcasts.